Welcome! You're listening to Information and Conversation about Network Marketing, where you become an industry insider. You'll learn the skills, strategies, insights, and step-by-step techniques you need to get on the fast track to network marketing success. And now your host, entrepreneur, author, coach, and network marketing enthusiast, Dale Moreau.
Welcome, welcome everyone. Dale Moreau here, your friendly host with the most in tips, tricks, strategies, and techniques making network marketing work for you. The best free podcast on network marketing on the web. This is podcast 6, Recruiting, fueling the roaring flames of enthusiasm or extinguishing the dying embers. A lot of people actually kind of get hung up on recruiting. The minute the new prospect signs the form and joins the business, the sponsor says, recruit, recruit. They start out joining network marketing with big ideas until the rubber meets the road, realizing that they must recruit someone into the business before money is made. And that's when it sort of falls apart for the new rep. Enthusiasm is fueled after joining, and it is extinguished by their own fears and mental roadblocks in recruiting. Let me waylay some of your fears and roadblocks that you might have about recruiting. There are 4 tips about recruiting you must know. And if you know these and understand these, it kind of takes away some of the hurt and pain about recruiting. Number 1, what is recruiting? The meaning of recruiting. Well, recruiting is sharing something that you value, helping you solve a problem with someone else to value equally with helping them solve a problem. Now, I have something that helped me, and I want to share it with you, helping you. Do you know that we actually recruit all the time without thinking about it? You hear a friend that says, you know, they have a headache, and what is the first thing that you do? You recommend aspirin. Or someone new to your town whom you met, and they say to you, you know, I need to find a local grocery store. The first thing popping up in your mind is the local grocery store that you shop at. Why? Because there the best prices are found. In other words, you recommend things you value and that help you to other people wanting help by the same values. Now, that ought to take away some of the sting about recruiting and network marketing. Sharing the opportunity is something that helps you pay off your credit card debts, and you want to help someone else pay off their credit card debts by the same opportunity. Your diet teas or coffees or drinks work for you with losing 38 pounds, and you want to share it with someone else wanting to lose weight. Now, number 2. Growth generates enthusiasm in recruiting, and mediocrity extinguishes. Now, growth generates enthusiasm because people get excited when positive things happen. Now, we all know that everyone wants to be a winner. They want to associate winners. In fact, you will find a lot of people will try to associate with winners or even rich people, hoping that some of that will rub off on them. So to produce growth in your organization, all you must do is bring in new people. Now, that is the only way. And it is next to impossible to rejuvenate old distributors once they have drifted into mediocrity. In fact, modern science has yet to find a cure for such things. And when you look at training and rallies, you realize that they only give you a 1 or 2 day hype, but nothing to sustain eternal growth. Well, let me throw out this suggestion on flaming enthusiasm by growth. Run a contest with your distributors to get more distributors in your organization to produce product volume. And the prize is secondary to the actual recognition that you will give that person. People actually don't join contests to win the prize. Yes, that's part of it, but they actually join contests for recognition. So have a prize for the rep bringing in the most distributors, but by far give recognition and pour it on. Pour it on before, saying that they will receive all this recognition, and pour it on after the contest when they do get recognition. And the more distributors a rep brings to the table, the more product volume is made. Now, number three, there are actually two of us and one of them. Now, what happens to Jane meeting a stranger by your side? Well, does Jane get sidetracked by stories, events, or family? Or does Jane act polite since she doesn't know the stranger? Well, she acts polite because she doesn't know the stranger. And recruiting is similar. Recruiting is a group affair. Having someone by your side makes the other person act differently, making them more friendly to listen with what you offer. So if you're afraid of prospecting, have your sponsor, or if not your sponsor, someone in your group by your side. It actually makes recruiting easier on you and the prospect. And number four, you can't change nature. It's just the way it is. You need not be addicted to the outcome of recruiting. Some reps will simply not recruit. That is the way it is. Other reps will recruit. That too is the way it is. And as Jim Rohn once said, we can't change nature. The same wind blows upon us all. Simply understand the rep not recruiting will be the rep who falls by the wayside and withers away. Other reps recruiting will grow and enthusiasm grows with it. Now, which would you do? Fuel the roaring flames of enthusiasm or extinguish the dying embers of growth? I want to thank you for taking the time out in your busy day listening to me, Dale Moreau, your host, giving away tips and techniques, making network marketing work for you. Until next time, signing off, and I have a wonderful and awesome day recruiting, and hope to see you on the better side of success.
You've been listening to Information and Conversation about Network Marketing with Dale Moreau. For more tips and tricks and to enroll in one of Dale's elite coaching and training programs, visit dalemoreau.net. Whether you're learning the basics or refining your niche skills, you'll find the tools and resources you need to become a network marketing leader. Thanks for tuning in. See you again next time.